Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of M&A Research and Strategy. It's Friday, 2nd October 2020, and this week we're discussing the outlook for Oman as the country navigates oil and virus shocks. So Essan, this week we're turning to the M&A region and putting a spotlight on Oman. Clearly, some countries have weathered the pandemic and the oil price shock better than others. Where does Oman stand in navigating the challenging period?
So yes, Ona, Oman is undergoing one of the most acutest challenges in the emerging market space, given both COVID-19 as well as the oil price shock, which is coming at a time when the fiscal position of the country has already been deteriorating and the country's wealth buffers have been steadily depleting all the way back since 2015, really. And aside from the reality that Oman faces one of the largest fiscal shortfalls among the emerging market space this year at our modeling analysis estimates at minus 16.1% of GDP. So that's $11.4 billion. There are encouraging signs in our view that the country is over the worst. So first, conservative fiscal consolidation through expenditure rationalization is showing up encouragingly in the statistics. So spending is down by minus 7.5% year on year in the first half of 2020. Also, secondly, Oman's financial metrics have materially improved since the very low points of April, albeit they have not yet returned to pre-COVID levels, but a lot of the high-frequency financial metrics that we monitor, such as the CDS spreads, bond yield spreads, the forward currency contract, as well as the equity market, have witnessed a significant rebound since the height of the oil virus shock in April, May, which is, I guess, a testament that investors are drawing a lot of comfort on the Omani story. And third, and promisingly, from a broad perspective, we are taking increasingly a lot of comfort from the energy and the vigor surrounding the new Sultan Haitham in accelerating the pace of change, which we view will gather further speed in the months ahead, which will help to some extent arresting the negative credit developments in recent years. So all of this does give us reasons to be hopeful surrounding the outlook of the country, and in particular, fiscal consolidation. But we would caution that Oman's weak track record in recent years warrants a little bit of prudent judgment of the country's trajectory in the coming months ahead. And the Tawazun program, so which is the national program of fiscal balance under the leadership of Sultan Haitham, will be central to watch in order to offer comfort to investors that the consolidation drive is indeed on track, as well as it being coherent and indeed credible.
So as ever for the MENA region, it would appear that the future direction of oil prices are critical for ensuring fiscal sustainability.
Yes, indeed, Ona. Oman's fiscal trajectory resolutely sits with the developments in the global oil markets on the revenue side, which comes on top of the expenditure side, which we discussed earlier through cost rationalization. Now, we remain quite resolutely bullish on oil prices in recent months, and given two key reasons. So first, the oil market has remained in deficit, so that is, demand remains above supply since June, despite a resurgence of the pandemic, and basic fundamentals of demand and supply would signal that prices should be higher, given the demand for oil is actually higher than the supply of oil. Second, Q4 and the broader 2021 fundamentals are skewed, in our view, to a swifter rebalancing than in most of the recent summer months for oil markets, given first, the rising likelihood of vaccine approvals. Second, we have seen a lot of discipline from OPEC Plus as well as the US shale producers. And third, oil majors' CapEx is still quite low by historical levels, with an increasing shift towards renewables. And so with this in mind, our constructive bullish oil price conviction remains intact, and we look for Brent and WTI at 48 and 45 respectively by year end. And for 2021, we see Brent and WTI averaging 57 and 53 respectively. So taking these constructive oil prices into consideration, there is reason to assume that the country's deficits will narrow over the near term. But of course, the evolution of COVID-19 remains highly difficult to predict, which will weigh in on the bigger picture.
And what about the potential for external support, Essan?
So, Ona, this is a great point. Oman's funding requirements are rather sizable. So before discussing external support, just to put into context, Oman's financing needs are large, and we project those to be at $11.6 billion this year and remaining north of $10 billion in 2021 as well. Now, funding such a requirement without recourse to external support is achievable, but will require the sovereign to maintain strong access to international capital markets. And as it stands, there is nothing to assume that it does not. And indeed, more weaker credit peers have tapped the market for financing requirements this year with robust oversubscriptions. However, in this scenario, if we assume near-term funding risks do remain high and it does become challenging to issue debt, then the expectation is that external, bilateral, and indeed multilateral support, if the need were to be required, will be readily available for the sovereign, subject to some conditionalities.
Thanks for your insight, Ehsan. Have a good week and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Ona. Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to this Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets research team.